Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Nigeria Daily. My name is Martia Umar. Thank you for joining. The death of a five-year-old schoolgirl, Hanifa Abubakar, believed to have been murdered in her school premises by her tutors under mysterious circumstances in Kano, has elicited reactions from many Nigerians, including the presidency. This is indeed a sad story. Sad because the heinous crime was perpetrated by someone that the late Hanifa and her parent trusted, or had a little bit of trust for, because of the teacher-pupil relationship or the teacher-parent relationship that existed between them. Following this incident, what now happens to this kind of relationships? How do parents perceive this? Will parents ever trust their children's teachers? I put these questions to some parents, and this were their reactions.
Gone are the days when parents would trust a teacher and even hand over the children to the teacher to take care of. Gone are the days. There is a lot of decay in society now, a lot of evils. I can never and will never trust any teacher, any proprietor to get close to my son, my daughter, or whoever. I cannot. No talk of handing over my child to the teacher. Because people are doing a lot of evil everywhere, as if devil is ruling the country. Very lawless people, heartless people, they're all devil incarnates. They belong to different cults or the other, requiring human blood and all whatnot. How can you imagine a proprietor, your own student, your own pupil, and you pick up the child for ritual and, kill the child? I mean, it's heartless. And such a person is supposed to be stoned to death. Let him feel the pains of death. Not just stoning him to death, hang him and cut his limbs and let him start chewing them one after the other until he dies from there. I think that is my own take. I can never allow any of my children to get close to teachers, whether they university or primary school, or kindergarten, or crèche. No, I will not allow that.
The incident concerning Hanifa's death is extremely painful. Teachers are a wonderful part of our society, and it's a shame that we have a few bad eggs amongst them. I would like to encourage us all not to become paranoid. Of course, we can be vigilant. Of course, we can be cautious. We can take measures. But paranoia is not going to solve anything. At the end of the day, we're a society. We need one another. And this is, generally speaking, we need to relate with other people. We need to relate with our employees, our neighbors. If we keep thinking the next person is a murderer, we're not going to enjoy our lives. So I would say we should not have paranoia, but at the same time, we should be vigilant and we should notice red flags wherever we spot them. Thank you very much. And I hope that God comforts Hanifa's family.
Well, definitely the relationship between parents and teacher will be strained for a very long time. The murder of Hanifa, who was killed by her school proprietor, has sent chills down the spine of many, many Nigerians. And as you can see, the social media has been awash with this particular story. I, as a parent, I am scared. I'm not sure if this thing could happen where a school proprietor would kidnap and murder his own student. Are my children safe? Now, these are questions that a lot of parents are asking right now, because this is an incident that has not really happened before. I don't think I can remember any incident that has happened exactly like this. But at the moment, a lot of parents all over the country have been asking questions. And for the parents to have confidence again in send their children to schools and go home feeling confident, it's going to take a little time. But at the moment, the relationship definitely is strained.
No, I can't trust my children or my school teacher, no matter what, except if that teacher is my blood relative. Even if it could be the same mama, the same papa. If I'm male, I can't even trust my child with them, no matter whom the person is. As a male figure, I can't exempt you for not being dangerous to my child, you understand? So the word trust is a very, very big word, especially with the case of children. I'm sorry, I can't actually trust my children with teachers, to be honest, be it day, be it body. I just can't, because the world now is just it's just full of a lot of people with zero conscience and with no sympathy, no humanity. So
those were the voices of some parents expressing their thoughts about trusting teachers following the brutal murder of a five-year-old schoolgirl by her teacher. You're still listening to Nigeria Daily from Daily Trust. We'll go on a break, but be rest assured that we will be back shortly. Just stay with us.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back to Nigeria Daily, a podcast from Daily Trust. And in this episode, we're discussing the negative effect the death of Hanifa will have on relationship that exists between teachers and parents. This unfortunate incident has happened, and it is so, so sad. We have good teachers and we have bad ones alike. Will there ever come a time where parents will ever trust teachers following this incident? And even if there is a way to regain this trust, what must teachers do? I asked this question to some teachers, and this were the responses.
To me, as a teacher, I think this is really, really sad for someone who had gone through the teaching we've gone through to have committed this kind of atrocity. But as teachers, we should always be open. For parents to trust us, we should always be open, contribute to this, to the development of these children transparently, and if possible, engage these parents into said discussions whenever the need arises. Okay? Many parents are scared nowadays, as many don't know whom to trust, but as a God-fearing teacher, we should never join hands in evil as a result of financial or other challenges we may be facing. I know the country is hard, but that is not an excuse for you to commit murder and other atrocities. I just hope all teachers will try as much as possible to be transparent with these parents. Let them know every step you're taking with the child. Okay? We shouldn't be paranoid about what is happening with our child. Okay? We should also observe the red flags.
Well, the issue of trust. Trust generally is not thrown to people. Trust is earned. So you need to conduct yourself in a trustworthy way for someone to continue to trust you. Now, with the latest development of the killing of the five-year-old child, it has affected the general trust that people have generally for teachers. And the only way to restore it is to continue to conduct yourself in a trustworthy way. That is ensuring that nothing negative happens, and you continue to reassure them that such a thing is not going to happen. You don't give rooms for anything that is that identical to such a thing to happen. So with that, you continue to build trust too.
One thing parents should know is that people come into the teaching profession for different reasons. Some people come because they have a passion to teach the children, while some people come just because they want to make money. And parents should be able to know and know those people, even those proprietors of school that are in that profession just to make money, and those that are there for the passion of teaching the children. I should have more trust on those students on those teachers that they find out do have the passion for teaching children. You shouldn't just take your child to any school. Check out the school and see if their main aim is to educate the children or it is just for them to make their money. And if you know that the school's main aim is to educate, then you have to trust such teachers in those schools and know that they will really take your children to the next level.
Those were the voices of some teachers. A public affairs analyst, Mr. Daniel Manson, speaks about the issue on ground.
The murder of Hanifa Abubakar is a great loss not only to the parents who have lost their only child, but a great loss to Nigeria, and also a great loss to this generation and to the world who are looking for young, bright people, children like her that will help solve some of the problems the world is facing today. The negative effect of the news on the society is a very, very bad one. Bad in the sense that it has created fears in the minds of the young people. It has also created fears in the minds of parents that when they are sending their children to school today, they are not sure, is this school good to protect my children? Or is this school also a place where our children will grow and become better citizens? Well, the news has also affected the teaching profession in Nigeria, because now the teaching profession, which used to be a very noble one, a respected profession, that people believe that it is one of the few professions that will not only bring reward to teachers on earth, but people believe that because of the sacred nature of teaching, the reward is in heaven. Now, what has happened is really a sad one. The murder of this girl has also affected parent-teacher's relationship. In what way? Parents now will be doubting. How are they sure that the school they are sending their children is a school that the child will be safe? How are they sure that the teachers are the one that will protect the children and not harm them or even eliminate them? So that trust that teachers and parents used to have is shaken. And what can the society do to rectify this meaning? One, the federal government have to come back with a policy of bringing back teachers' colleges that were scrapped. Because if the teacher is properly groomed and trained, he will know what it takes to be a teacher. He will know that the teaching profession is a trust. He will know that the teaching profession is an engine room, is a molding ground where people will train solution solvers of the future and today. And those teachers will know that for them to be people that will mold young minds, these particular people will do a lot to ensure the quality of people that they will bring into the profession. That is when we will have the kind of people that passes through teachers' college in those days. One of them, we saw the evidence recently in Birnin Yawuri in Kebbi State, where a teacher refused to allow his student to be carried away by bandits. But what he did was to go along with the student with the kidnappers. He told the kidnappers that, look, if you take my children or if you take my students, take me along. I cannot go and leave my students. And he went with them into their den and came out with some of them. And up to today, he's still praying that the remaining one will be released. That is a teacher. Malam Mukhtar is a teacher. So that is one. Secondly, the society, especially the traditional rulers and parents, should also look out before you could send your child to a school. Investigate. Look at the credentials of that school. Look at the quality of teachers, the management of that school, so that it will not be like Abdelmalek Tanko, who we are told, according to his confession, that he killed the student for economic gain.
That was Mr. Daniel Manson, a public affairs analyst. And on that note, we have come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production open for sponsorship and advert placement. You can download this and other episode on dailytrust.com and on buzzsprout.com. You can also listen in on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, TuneIn Radio, NAS FM 89.9, Yola if you're in Yola. And if you are in Jos, not to worry, you can listen on Unity FM 93.3 Jos. If you have questions or comments or intend to sponsor Nigeria Daily, send us a message via WhatsApp on 091-3893-3390. Thank you for listening and bye for now.